What a great story. What a great message. I mean, this was 2,000 years ago, and here we are today, still telling the same story, the same message about this Jesus that came into the world. You know, many people say, well, if God really exists, why hasn't he done anything? Why doesn't he intervene? Why doesn't he come and help us? But he did all of this 2,000 years ago when he sent Jesus into the world. And Jesus came into the world, born into the world like you and me, and he grew up and he became a man. He didn't stay a baby forever. And he became God's rescue package, that love for us, that Jesus became the sacrifice that we could be free. And you know, we want to be free, don't we? We know what it's like not to be free, a little bit, you know, but we want to be free. And we want to know joy, and we want to know peace, and we want to have that light in our life. One thing God didn't do was send Jesus to make us all religious. You'd be pleased to know. He came that we may have life and have life to the full. That Jesus would be the light of the world. And the great thing about light is where there's no light, there's no color and there's no life. But he has come to give you life. And you may say, well, actually, I don't believe it. You know, I don't believe it. I don't believe in God. You know, God has given you free will to decide. But you may not believe in him, but he believes in you. And he will always believe in you. And that's why he sent Jesus to come and to die for you. And we've read some passages today. We've had passages from Isaiah, from John, and various other bits from this library that we have called the Bible. And one of Jesus's close friends, one of his disciples, his followers, a guy called John, he was a fisherman. He wrote the Gospel of John. And he tells this story about Thomas, where Jesus he's died, he's been raised from the dead. And he comes and he says, you know, I didn't see Jesus. If Jesus is alive, you know, I won't believe it until I see him. And Jesus comes and Jesus proves to him that he is alive. You probably know the story. And then this is what Jesus says to Thomas. And I think this is really, really striking. He says, then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. He saw the marks in his hands, in his side, in his feet. Because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And then John tells us this, that Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which weren't recorded in the book that he wrote. But it's this last part that I just want to leave you with. And this is what it says. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing name, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the promise from God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And that's really what Christmas is all about, folks.
So thank you all so much for coming. I hope you enjoyed this evening. I want to say a big thank you to our musicians here as well. Thank you very much for Christmas tree. Thank you. Yeah. We still have the baby Jesus. Yeah, thank you. And thank you to Mary and her team who did all the decorations. We've got Debbie and Hannah doing the refreshments. But first of all, I'd just like to pray a blessing over you, if that's okay, this Christmas. So, Father God, we want to thank you for your presence tonight. Thank you that we have Emmanuel, God with us. Now may the God of hope and the God of peace fill you with joy this Christmas time and peace into the new year. We pray a blessing over your families as you go from here, that you would know something of what you felt this evening through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So we've got mince pies and we've got goodies coming out to you, and they'll be served to you on the table. If you could allocate perhaps one or two people from your table to go up and get drinks, then we will serve you from the hatch tonight.
It's the most complicated part of the whole evening.
Yeah, I know. So you should all get some food on your tables. But I hope you've enjoyed this evening, and thank you again for coming.
Have a great Christmas. Yeah. Be very blessed. Okay.